I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Western forces in Afghanistan acknowledged today they killed six civilians in an airstrike on Monday. It was the second time in 2 weeks that NATO and coalition forces in Afghanistan apologized for accidentally killing civilians. There is concern that an over-reliance on air power is contributing to the deaths of non-combatants in Afghanistan. That's highlighted by a study appearing in today's New England Journal of Medicine. It deals with civilian deaths in Iraq. The World's Katie Clark reports.
The study looks at the means by which civilians in Iraq died during the first 5 years of the war. It found that the greatest proportion of victims were killed by execution. That was followed by small arms gunfire and suicide bombings. Aerial bombings were responsible for only around 4% of the overall total of civilian casualties, or some 2,300 deaths. But the study found that aerial bombings were the single most deadly event for civilians. Michael Spaggett of the University of London is one of the study's authors.
In aerial bombings in which civilians were killed, the average number of civilians killed per event was about 17.
Suicide bombings were nearly as lethal, killing an average of 16 people per incident. The study reports that aerial bombs were especially deadly. They killed on average 9 more civilians per event than aerial missiles. Again, Michael Spaggett.
What we have here is a fair amount of evidence that suggests that, you know, that particular type of weapon needs to be really scrutinized very carefully, because when it is killing civilians, it's tending to kill a lot of civilians, at least in Iraq, and that it looks to be pretty indiscriminating in the fact that lots of females and children are mixed in.
Estimates of the number of civilians killed in Iraq vary widely. This particular study drew its data from the website iraqbodycount.org. Iraq Body Count is a private nonprofit group that uses media reports to tally Iraqi casualties. It's recorded more than 91,000 violent deaths in Iraq since the war began in 2003. Mark Garlasco is a senior military analyst for Human Rights Watch. He says the study authors did a good job cataloging the information collected by Iraq Body Count. But Garlasco says this is really stuff the U.S. military should be keeping track of itself.
You know, it's not like the famous statement that was made during the invasion of Iraq where we don't do body counts. These are not body counts. These are trying to understand how and why civilians are killed in these conflicts so that we can improve civilian protections.
The Pentagon said in a written statement that the Department of Defense always regrets the loss of any innocent life in Iraq or anywhere else. But it said it would be difficult for the U.S. to precisely determine the number of Iraqi civilians killed. Mark Spaggett says he hopes the study will at least prompt some discussion among U.S. military planners about their use of aerial bombs in the future. That would seem even more important now, given the fact that military commanders in Afghanistan say civilian deaths are costing them vital support among the Afghan people. For The World, this is Katie Clark.